Before the rest of our colleagues join the conference, I sent you that email some time ago about the oh, just remind me, what's the name of that company? Just skipped from my
Package
mind.
Package Clearinghouse? Or?
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to suggest that is it possible that we can negotiate the price with them?
I think that you are referring not to, to Package Clearinghouse, or Package Clearinghouse, which was a task to look at by Stephen Dierhake. So what I did do and where I did come up with prices was trusted introducer.
Sorry, it was trusted introducer. Yeah. It was trusted introducer.
I'm not too sure about whether or not we may deal those prices because, as I stated before, those prices are prices that are currently being achieved on the at the market. I already said that. TI is not only used by, or is not only proposed to be used by us, but is already in use within the CERT community. It might be difficult to deal with those guys, whereas CERT members already do pay this amount of money for setting up the system and for participating. And it might be even worse. So if you do take into consideration that some of us being registries with one hat on their head, the other one is a the other one is a CERT. So that might end up in a quite weird situation. That, for example, Christina might pay for trusted introducer participation the amount we just dealt, whereas she is paying a different amount for her CERT membership. And as to this, I strongly doubt that prices are substantially negotiable. I wouldn't rule it out completely.
Yeah, this is also the situation with Carnet, because Carnet also runs CERT for academic institutions, and Carnet CERT uses trusted introducer. So it's more or less the same situation like Katrina has.
Yeah. So what we might probably do is, and that was one proposal from the last conference call, to, for example, set up a completely different deal where not each and every participant is really paying for membership, but that we, for example, set up a project price where we or whoever this would be would just pay a certain price, let's say 15,000 euros or 10,000 or whatever, and the sheer number of participants is not determined, but it's just everybody who is joining the contact repository initiative that is conducted by the CCNSO can join for whereas for example I can prepay a certain amount of money, so that you couldn't make a direct relation between participation and a certain membership, so that it's you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get the idea. Yeah.
Okay, but as you could see by my statements on the slides and what has been discussed in the last conference call,
We are currently not thinking about that the incident response working group is really going to suggest or going to pick a certain provider, but that we might want to leave that open to the council or a follow-up group, because especially financing is quite unclear, and we do have to get a decision about financing by somebody else, and this probably couldn't be done and couldn't be decided by us.
Yeah, I've read also the Bart's email that as far as he says, it's impossible to finance it for next year, I guess.
Yeah, that's basically what
he said. That the budget for next year is closed, and then there is possibility the 2012.
Yeah, whereas the next financial year concerning ICANN is reaching out to July or June, as far as I'm informed. Well, I think we're more or less right in the middle of our conference call, even though that was labeled before the others are joining, and I strongly doubt that somebody else is going to join us, because it's 10 minutes past the hour, so we might just go on with our conference call. And with the one and only agenda point, right? Or did somebody else join us, Christina?
No.
So it's just the three of us.
I just note that we have apologies from Fab Batina and Paul McKittrick.
Okay. So still, there's nothing new concerning any information about Stephen Dierhake and whether or not he could make an appointment with Package Clearinghouse or take a deeper look into what's on offer with Package Clearinghouse. No information whatsoever. At least I didn't hear anything. I didn't receive a mail by Bart, so I think we have to leave that open, and we just couldn't make a connection to Package Clearinghouse. What we might want to do is, for example, if there would be a possibility that we could approach somebody of them at the ICANN meeting, if somebody would be there, that might be a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was point number one. On a formal base, is there any additional comment to the proposed slides we do have to discuss now?
From my side, no. I mean, it's pretty clear.
Okay. I didn't receive anything else, especially no objections to whatever was stated, except one or three clarifications exactly, especially by Wim, and nobody else did give me a feedback in another direction. So everybody agreed. And as this seems to be all we've gotten, so that's, to my point of view, we can approve that this slides are going to be the ones to be shown in Cartagena. Okay. There is another issue that I became aware of, and that is that probably I just didn't recognize it, or on the agenda for the Cartagena meeting, there's a slot for the Incident Response Working Group to present the slides and to update our status is still missing. And I did inform Gabriella about it. I didn't receive Yes, I did receive
She told me about it in case it will be brought up, and she told me that it is included in the working group update session.
So it's going to be...
Should be there.
Yeah, but at least it's not explicitly named, whereas other working groups are explicitly named, so we...
Okay,
so it's going to take place at this point in time in the working group updates session, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And all working groups together have 30 minutes.
And how many of them would that be?
I'm not entirely sure. I will check.
So would you, in that case, just write it in the protocol of this meeting, so
sure.
That everybody else is informed about the situation. Okay. Well, currently I couldn't think of anything else that we have left out and that we have omitted for this session. There wouldn't be a physical meeting in advance of our Cartagena meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, I do not see a reason to have a physical meeting. And with respect to the participation shown by the working group in this conference call, where we were about or where we are about to take a look at the slides to be presented, I clearly do see that it is justified not to have a physical meeting prior to the Cartagena presentation, because there seems to not to be that massive interest in what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you disagree, Zoran?
No, I couldn't say anything because I do not plan to go to Cartagena, but I guess that your decision is quite right. There is no really necessity, you know, to have a face-to-face meeting in Cartagena. That's my opinion also.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
I completely agree with you with this. But I would like to make some things clear for me. Do we expect any kind of decisions from council in Cartagena, after the Cartagena meeting?
Yes, I would. I would expect the council to accept our proposal that the council or a follow-up working group should really implement the contact repository as sketched out or as the basic framework has been laid by this working group, but there are some other decisions to be taken, especially financial decisions, where the working group is not able to take those decisions. And to this point of view, let's set up a new working group that really is going to implement the contact repository and do close down this working group, as this doesn't leave anything else left open to be addressed by this working group.
So do you expect that these decisions would be made in Cartagena or shortly after the meeting there?
Yes, I think so, because if you take a look at slide number 7, there's the how to move on. And I would pose the question, the council should suggest and seek input from the community of financing, and hopefully they will accept. And hopefully they will accept that the implementation is done by somebody else, and, well, that they will accept that the working group is closed down. And I think they might come up with the proposal that we should write a formal report on the results we mm-hmm. we achieved. So that's what mm-hmm. I would expect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm so you looking forward to
one thing that, but nevertheless, that might be a good suggestion that I probably label those decisions to be taken by the word decision.
Mm-hmm.
So probably ask, or just state decision and say, the council, do you accept the following decision? Do you accept the following decisions? And so on.
Mm-hmm.
I might just revise the slides as to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see whether this looks good.
Well, it was not good. It was not my intention to change your slides. It was just my curiosity. But if you find it would be appropriate to change the slides, fine. It could be also nice idea, to just ask them specific questions. How shall we move on?
That probably might be a better idea to leave the slides as they are, because they are, right now they are familiar to everybody else. There haven't been comments towards the slides, so what I could do is formally ask within the session whether the council accepts those proposals or not. So let me do it that way.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, that leaves just one point that hasn't been addressed so far, and that is that last conference call I promised to report back to the working group about the progress that is achieved and concerning the joint DNS analysis working group, where the different ICANN organizations jointly work together to set up a working group that should look into whether or not the DNS really is in danger or not, as what Beckstrom stated, and this working group has come to a conclusion concerning its charter. So there has been a setup of the charter, and I do think that the next step would be that the charter is being published, and that there is a comment possibility for the community on this charter, and that the charter will be formally accepted by the council and by whoever it takes to be to accept the charter, so that the working group might be set up formally at the Katharina meeting. So that's what I think is going to happen next concerning this joint work.
That's correct.
That's correct? Okay.
Yeah.
So, and at least I do participate in discussions about the charter, so I took our role or the role of the working group to give input from our point of view what needs to be in the charter for the new working group, so that has been done. And, well, this is my formal report to this. So, I think nothing else to be said until we hit the floor in Cartagena.
Well, I think so also, and I only can do to wish you good luck in Cartagena.
Okay, thank you, and thanks for your participation and for your input, Zoran.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
Okay.
Then I'll hear about everything after the Cartagena meeting, I guess.
Yes, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Have a safe trip. And
can I just ask you something?
Fruitful
conference. Sure.
You want me for the recording? Do you want me to include the first discussion you had before you formally started the meeting, or do you want
please.
To?
Yes, please. Because I think it was an official question and.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
statement.
Okay. Thank you.
What could be done? All right. Are you going to be in Cartagena?
Yes, yeah? I am.
Okay.
So I'll see you there.
See you there. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys. Bye.